It's iRadio in the afternoon. What game have we been playing this week?
Guess the Galwegian Gone Backwards.
And there's someone who hasn't turned up on Guess the Galwegian Gone Backwards all week that I'm a little bit annoyed about.
Well, look, we've had so many to choose from because, you know, and I'm not biased at all in this, there's a lot of great Galwegians to choose from.
One that I thought you'd have brought up is Michael Lester.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know, proud Galway representative and a big fan. And certainly a very distinctive voice as well. I think that could have worked well.
Michael Lester, what do you think? Do you have a distinctive voice?
Well, I don't know. I do you know what? I'm going to have to say yes, because a lot of people down through the years, if I went into a shop or something like that, would say to me, oh, we weren't sure it was a Jew until you spoke. You know, now, I'm not sure whether that's a compliment or otherwise. In other words, yeah, we don't really recognise your face all that well, but your voice is, you know, you look lovely in the dark, kind of.
But, no, no, oh my God, is this actually, this is happening, is it? Is this actually happening live right now?
How are you, Fionnuala? Are you well?
I'm very, very well. I'm a bit shook, Michael, to be honest.
It is Michael Lester.
Oh my God!
Michael,
you see, the thing is, Fionnuala, somebody told me that you were a big fan of the Sunday game.
I'm a big fan of the Sunday game, and look, not to sound too brown nosy now, Michael, but a big fan of yours as well. Huge fan. Oh my God.
You know what? That's excellent. Well, I'm glad I'm talking to you, because apart from the Sunday game, I just said I would get through to wish you a very, very happy birthday next week on a very special occasion.
Michael, oh my God, that is honestly one of the nicest presents I could ever have received. I very much appreciate it. I always thought if I ever met you or got to talk to you, I don't really know what I would say, and I am in that situation now, so all I can do is thank you very, very much.
Well, for the moment, though, in that case, I'll do the talking, and just to explain to people, your birthday isn't until next Tuesday, but I thought I'd make contact with you before that, just to wish you a happy birthday on a milestone occasion.
It is. Look, I definitely
have to explain that to people, because when they talk about milestone occasions and birthdays, they think, is she 50? Is she 60? But in actual fact, you're a mere child, excuse me, of 30.
Look, it's the first proper roundy birthday. So look, I have to mark it accordingly, and there couldn't be nothing better now than having yourself talk to me. Oh my God, I'm actually shook. Is now a good time to tell you I also enjoy your column in the Ireland Zone? Is that too Lick RC altogether?
Oh no, it is. If you want to keep talking about that for the next 15 minutes, you know, and Ireland Zone available in all disreputable bookshops and things like that, yeah.
Oh my God. How have you been keeping, Michael, since you left our screens? How have you been doing? I've wanted to know.
I have been doing okay, but I suppose, like everybody else, the past 2 years have been a bit difficult, but so has it been for all of us, kind of, you know, with the COVID and everything that's kind of gone with it and all that kind of stuff, you know. But apart from that, things have been good and I've been enjoying retirement. I'm actually on two different TV shows over the Christmas on RTE. One that was recorded there actually only the other day. It's Dave Whelan and also Dyran Garrity. They have a Christmas special the day after Stephen's Day. It's going out on RTE1 at 6:30, and I'm involved in that as a guest on the programme with a bit of crack and all that kind of stuff, you know. So, doing bits and pieces, as they say.
No better man, I would say, to be having the crack over Christmas. Oh my God, I'm actually shocked. I obviously don't know how this came about fully, but I'm sure I'll do a bit of investigating and find out. But,
well, I'd say now, if you were to look around the studio, you might see somebody who might be partly responsible for it.
Well, yes, I have.
I have nothing to do with this, Michael. I've never met you. Actually, I nearly met you once upon a time in Sligo. It was the time of the Rally Ireland. I think it was
the
2007 one. And I walked by you and I was too nervous to say hello. Fionnuala then, I found out as working together that she was a huge, huge fan of Michael Lester. And you know what? She's actually conducted herself a lot better than I had hoped and expected. I'd hoped she'd be doubled over in the studio for the next 10 minutes, but she composed herself.
Well, actually, that 2007 event in Sligo, I obviously remember that very well, because I was actually competing in that rally. That was prior to the World Championship round. It was a build-up, a dress rehearsal, if you like, and I was competing. And so my mind, it was probably another thing that particular weekend in terms of the rally and all that kind of stuff, you know.
I feel like I have to ask as well. I know things have been not normal over the past 2 years, but how often might there be a Sunday game panel reunion for a night out or things like that? Could you tell us anything about that?
You know, when we were working together back in the day, and all the panelists, the Joe Brodies and Pat Spillan and all that kind of stuff, we didn't actually socialise. And we didn't go for nights out or anything like that. And that's not because we didn't get on with each other or anything, but the simple and obvious thing was, if we were a Sunday game, let's say, down in wherever, down the country, down the Castle Bar or whatever the case may be, as soon as the programme finished and you wrapped up, we all got into our cars and we drove off. I'd drive back to Dublin, you know, Pat obviously drives around to Kerry, etc. and so forth. And so we didn't really meet up. The last time, actually, I met up with Colm O'Rourke, Pat Spillane and Joe Brodie was in 2018 in New York. There was a big fundraiser for the GAA grounds out there in Gaelic Park in New York, and it was held in Rosie O'Grady's pub, a well-known pub, and Mike Carty, the owner of it, got us all together, and we went over to the States, and we had a good bit of crack now that particular week over in New York. But that would have been a rare event for the three of us, or the four of us, to be in social company together and all that.
Okay, well, I think you'll have to rectify that now whenever the pandemic ends and you can actually have a good night out. I feel there's stories that could be told from those nights out.
How did you keep Brolly under control for all those years, Michael?
I would have to say to you, Dave, I rarely actually kept him under control. It was only a case of damage limitation, as they say. You know, how much damage can I stop him from doing, as opposed to actually controlling him? But to be honest with you, I obviously enjoyed the crack with all the lads, and yes, Joe could be tough going sometimes and just kind of bouncing off the walls and all that kind of stuff. So there was a lot of that, but I mean, there was a good dynamic in it as well, which I enjoyed. And it was a case for me of just trying to find the balance where you wanted to get the crack out of the lads. You didn't want to get it into kind of silly territory. You know, there was a kind of a trying to find the middle ground between the whole lot. I knew all those guys, and I knew Joe when he was a young lad playing for Derry. So, you know, we've been around each other's company, I suppose, for a long time.
Oh my God, I'd like, that's me definitely done now. I feel you've been honestly more than generous with your time, Michael. So good of you.
Mentioning Galway, I was down in Galway last week for a couple of days, and it was lovely to be down there, the usual kind of stuff. But unfortunately, the weather wasn't great. It was pouring rain for the couple of days that I was there, and the traffic around Galway was just chaotic.
Oh, it's mental.
I said to myself, the sooner they build this bloody ring road or bypass or whatever, you know, it's about 30 years overdue. But anyway, they're talking about doing it now, which is at least something positive.
Exactly. It's like death taxes and traffic, bad traffic in Galway. They are the certainties in life. Actually, just as we're seeing it coming in the news today, Joe Canning now joining the Galway Minor Hurling backroom team. Any thoughts
on that? She's going to get a few words out of you now, Michael, for the news. She does the news as well. Straight to Mr. Lester.
We know the Cannings background in hurling and all himself and the family have been involved in and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Joe, so, like, I was talking to a couple of mates of mine there about a week ago, and they were discussing whether they thought Joe might have stayed on for another year with a change in management at Sheffield obviously coming in and all that kind of stuff, you know. But we all know that Joe has been struggling badly with his injuries for the last couple of years, and I think he made the right decision to step away from the playing of it, because I know it hasn't been easy for him through the last two seasons of his career and all that kind of stuff. But he's the kind of guy that you would certainly want to have involved around Galway hurling, because things like that are important to the image of the sport, if you like, but also the inspiration that they would give maybe to younger players and all that kind of stuff, you know. So I think that's all a positive. And obviously from the seniors' point of view on Galway, with Shefflin coming in, that has a promise to bring some of these lads forward as well.
Well, look, expert analysis as always. What else would you expect from Michael Lester? I have, honestly, there'll be no topping this now gift wise I'm going to dine out in this for a while. Michael, thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
Well, I hope you have a great birthday. And obviously, coming up to Christmas time, that's a lovely time to have your birthday, because it's a bit of Christmas and it's a bit of your birthday and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. Even if it's only one present.
I hope our chat, as much as we've enjoyed it, I hope that isn't the highlight of your presence and all. I'm sure it won't be.
Michael, you've saved me hundreds of euro. Never mind a holiday abroad. Michael Lester tops the lot.
This has got him.
I might be calling one back for that. Don't worry.
Fair enough. We'll do exchange. Michael Lester, thank you so much, sir.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you. Happy Christmas to everybody.
Happy Christmas, Michael.
See you now.
Happy birthday, Fionnuala Corbett.
Oh my God, Dave. I don't know what to say.
I tell you, so I've threatened this for a long time. Michael Lester is going to be on the show.
Oh, did I equip myself? I'm blushing, I'm sweating, I don't know what's going on, but that was very, very enjoyable.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.